Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hi, my name's Anthea and I'm an alcoholic. Today I'll be sharing on step five, and the question is, how did we choose the person or people to hear our inventory? So for myself, I remember at the start of coming into AA, I'd look up at that banner with the steps on it and I'd think to myself, oh gosh, that step four and that step nine look really scary. And when I got to the stage where I started the steps with my sponsor, the night before I was speaking to her on the phone, and she said to me, oh, how are you feeling about tomorrow? I'm so excited. I can't wait to start doing the steps with you. And I said, oh, I'm quite nervous and, anxious. I'm not sure what to expect. And she said, oh, it's just going to be amazing. Just, just trust in your higher power and know that it'll all fall into place as it's meant to. And that's exactly what I did. I let go of my expectations of how it would be and just allowed things to unfold as they were meant to. And I put my faith in my sponsor and my higher power that everything would happen as it was meant to. So for me, that included step five. And to answer the question, how did I choose the person? I actually don't believe that I chose the person at all. I believe that my higher power did. But I didn't choose them just for step five. And this is just my personal, this was my choice of what I did. I chose that sponsor to take me through all of the steps, including doing the step five and sharing my inventory with that sponsor. And that's what worked for me. That's what I feel, is what my higher power guided me to do. For others, it may be different. You know, there's no rules saying that you do have to share it with your sponsor if you don't feel comfortable, or, you know, you can only share certain things with your sponsor, you need to share other things with other people, that's fine too. It's what works for everyone. For me, that's what worked. And, to me, it was a very God-guided experience, a very spiritual and divinely guided experience during the steps, and it was amazing. So that's about all I've got to share on that. So I hope that helps someone, and I'm very grateful to be sober. And for anyone else out there who's struggling, just keep coming back and, you'll get it. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.